Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Beck and the Starlight Review, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Me and Kevin wrote this song probably 10 years ago, you think? probably 10 years ago. So the magic of that is that maybe a month ago, we re-recorded the song with one of our good friends, Jen Tackett, singing the harmony on it. And it'll be available soon. But it's just funny how things come back around again. So the gifts you give, the life you live, the things that keep you up at night.
Interesting, you know, your music thematically, you know, a lot of the tunes, you know, really were very much about place, mm-hmm. about, you know, geography of your life in the Southeast, yeah. but the music is stylistically really not.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time, how the words we write and the themes that we sing about are very much Appalachian, Eastern Kentucky, but the style of us just fits in a different place. And I think it's because we've just all pulled things from what we love and made, I don't know what we are. You know, people ask us, they're like, well, what genre are you? I'm like, I have no idea. We're just who we are.
You're just a rock solid band with a really locked down.
Thank you.
And it's just, you know.
We'll take that. You know, there are some times when I think anybody who's been in a relationship or you kind of have that moment where you think he just don't love me like he used to. I don't know if it's time or space or whatever, but I think everybody can relate to that a little bit. But the next song that we're gonna do is called In the Ground, and it was I wrote this song when I was just going through like a lot of changes. We were changing Tim's job and I was trying to change my job, and I felt like no matter what I did, it was like I couldn't get things right. And this is a song about that, I guess, when you just feel like your hands are tied. You can't do anything to change your circumstances. You just gotta kind of live through them.
Mm-hmm. started playing guitar when I was 12, I guess. I had some cousins that played guitar and were teaching me right from the get-go. Actually, right here he is.
Kevin Harmon.
He kind of got me started on the guitar. And right from the get-go, we were always hunting guitars, vintage guitars, and going around trying to buy weird old guitars. And right from the start, I think one of the first things he took me to buy, a giant big Gibson something, I don't know. We bought it out of the back of a van. And that just started. And I've really loved all things guitar since then. So I just, everything, I just loved music and loved the way guitar fit into music. So I always wanted to write songs, and we always wrote songs together. I met her at the church. I come in to play guitar, kind of a church rock band or something, and their guitar player didn't show, and so they invited me in, and she called me Carlos.
Remember, my whole sheltered life, I didn't know. I called him Carlos because I thought, man, he's so good at guitar like Carlos Santana. But he's made fun of me for that for 15 years.
You're really rooted back in sort of old rock, aren't you?
Yeah.
Not that many people your age are that familiar with Carlos Santana. I don't know.
I know.
Back when you met.
I'm an old soul. Huh. I'm not as old as them, but I am an old soul.
Did you ever play Southern music?
Well, I grew up playing in church, and my mom was probably more strict than her, so I had to hide my Guns N' Roses tapes or whatever I had, So I like snuck them in, and,
Did you hear that, Jan?
I just kept playing and kept playing, and we played in a Pentecostal church, so it was really just hopping and guitar, and it was just full-on band, and we still love that. That hard-hitting gospel, there's something special about that. The Hammond organ and the whole thing, So we still love that whole thing. It just kind of kept going and kept going, and guitars and songs, and who knows.
Bass.
popsicle.
I'd like to thank Beck and the Starlight Review for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers with their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka and Kate Heinonen. And a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey, who is in the audience today, and also not only for her work for our social media, but Becky is an alumni of Red Barn Radio. So let's give her a round of applause. We thank all of you listening tonight to our webcast, especially Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting this mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of the Kentucky region, and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. How many of y'all would like to hear one more song from Back in the Starlight Review?
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Beck, Kevin, Tim, Hayden, and Tony for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.